Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lesson Self. I'm excited you're here for today because we're tackling one of the most critical skills for success, mastering your time. Think about it. Time is the great equalizer. Everyone gets the same 24 hours each day. The difference between thriving or merely surviving lies in how you use, or better yet, invest your time. Today, we're diving into tools and strategies to help you prioritize what matters most. We'll talk about a time management framework, the Eisenhower Matrix, crafting your morning schedule, and discovering your one thing. At the end of this episode, you'll have some actionable steps to make time your ally. I want to take a moment to thank today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband Trevor, their 5-year-old son Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and all gave her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. Let's start with your morning. I want you to think of your morning as the foundation of your entire day. How you approach these first few hours will set the tone for whether you win the day or let it slip away. Here's a simple framework to help you own your mornings. First, wake up and revisit your purpose. Begin your day by remembering what you're grateful for, what you're working for, and setting clear intentions for the day. Spend about 5 minutes visualizing, successfully executing your schedule for the day, then affirming your goals. It's amazing how much power there is in starting with positivity and clarity. Next, make sure you have your top 3 priorities for the day written down. Do it in the morning if you didn't do it the night before. These become your non-negotiables, the tasks that absolutely must get done. Keep them front and center. Now let's talk about time blocking when your workday begins. Between the start of your workday and 12 noon, block off uninterrupted time for your most important work. Did you know that most people are at their peak focus in the morning? Use this window to tackle your biggest priorities. And as we have discussed before, we need to be focused. Limit distractions, avoid email, social media, or anything reactive until afternoon. Protect your morning. Focus attention on your priorities, your goals, and your non-negotiables. Protect your morning as if it were sacred, because it is. Now, let's talk about what we put into these mornings. Let's move on to a prioritization framework. This tool is essential for figuring out what deserves your attention and what doesn't. So we're going to talk about the Eisenhower Matrix. It's a simple yet powerful tool that categorizes tasks into 4 quadrants. The first is those things that are urgent and important. These are tasks you absolutely must do immediately. The second quadrant is important but not urgent tasks. These are the things that you want to schedule. The next quadrant is urgent but not important. These are things that wouldn't bother you if you delegated them. And the fourth quadrant are things that are neither urgent nor important. You can eliminate these. So here are a few real-world examples. Imagine you have an unhappy client resulting from a missed deadline. This belongs in quadrant 1, the urgent and important quadrant. It needs to be dealt with right now. Taking care of scheduled tasks and following up on or before deadlines for our existing customers is important, but not urgent, and belongs in quadrant 2. Lead generation is also an important, but not urgent task. When quadrant 2 items are procrastinated on for too long, they turn into quadrant 1 problems. The secret is to make sure, quadrant 2 priorities don't become quadrant 1 emergencies. An email notification or a stack of mail lying unopened is in quadrant 3. They may appear to be urgent, but they probably are not more important than your quadrant two items. These can be delegated or done in non-prime time later. The fourth quadrant are things that are not urgent and not important. We won't go into those. You should probably just ignore those altogether. It is wise to spend as much time as possible in the important but not urgent quadrant. This prevents emergencies and the fires that need to be put out immediately, which really breaks down our time management system and takes us off schedule. This is where successful people focus their efforts for long-term growth and a strategy, because we are always working on important things while at the same time preventing unnecessary problems. Don't underestimate the power of this time management tool. I recently heard a popular real estate trainer say, "We don't have a time management problem. We have a priority problem. The Eisenhower Matrix will help." This method is a great way to manage your time by identifying and focusing on the right priorities. So remember, there's always enough time to do the most important thing. Let's talk about your one thing. Consider this. What is the one activity you do that consistently drives your success? Think of this activity as the engine of your business. What generates the biggest impact in my work? What fuels my success? In the 1980s, my mentor Tim Wood developed a program he called Just One. He sold this idea to me and to all of his salespeople, and it was simple. He said, focus on obtaining just one new saleable listing every week. If we took 2 weeks off per year, we would still generate 50 new listings a year. The statistics and condition of the market at the time indicated that about a half of them would sell. So combining these 25 listing side closed sales and the 12 buyer sales we could reasonably expect to attract from those 50 listings, we would have 37 total closed sales each year. The average commission at the time was $3,000. Tim's Just One program was very simple. Work every day to get one new listing a week, and you will earn $100,000 of net income. Easy to understand, easy to focus on, and hard to confuse. Now, the Big Bear Lake real estate market has certainly changed. Technology has changed, consumer expectations and attitudes have changed. Just One from the 80s won't get the same results today, but the principle is still valid. So what is your Just One? Now, I can't forget to acknowledge the book, The One Thing, written and published in 2013 by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. It focuses on the idea of prioritizing the one most important task that will make everything else easier or unnecessary. This helps readers achieve extraordinary results. Now, one other idea that might help make this point I'm trying to make is the term core competence. The phrase core competence originated in an article written by C.K. Pralahad and Gary Hamel in the Harvard Business Review titled The Core Competence of the Corporation. In that article, Pralahad and Hamel introduced the concept of core competencies as the unique strengths or capabilities that provide a company with a competitive advantage. They argued that businesses should focus on their core competencies, those activities or skills that differentiate them from competitors and drive their success, rather than diversifying into unrelated fields. So adapting this for our purpose, ask yourself the question, what is your core competency? What activity or skill differentiates you from your competitors and drives your success? For me, as a very young and hungry new agent, my core competence was that I simply refused to be outworked. I had to survive, right? I was also willing to do what most other people wouldn't do at that time. Primarily, I was willing to make cold calls to potential sellers. Now, the skill and comfort I developed over a short time made me pretty good on the phone. Then I redirected and transferred this new skill to calling expired listings to solicit their expired listing, which proved to be a more lucrative prospect to call, and expired listings ultimately became the niche that propelled and sustained my sales career for several years. Interestingly, many of my coworkers didn't cold call or work like a fool, and yet they were still successful. Now, how could that be? One friend of mine, Jan, had been in the business for a number of years and was doing quite well. She didn't call expired listings, but she sold a lot of property, and her clients absolutely loved her and were very loyal to her. I investigated why. We both worked very differently. The answer to the riddle was simple. Her relationship and customer service were off the charts. Her clients became close family. Now the point? Everyone's core competence is different. I didn't need to become like Jan, and she didn't need to become like me. And you don't want to become someone else either. We all simply need to identify what makes each of us unique and what drives our business success. Once we figure that out, we simply do more of it. Now, I don't really want to continue to talk about me. We need to identify your one thing. If you don't know what it is, talk to the people who know you well. Your best clients, maybe, or your sales manager. If you want to discuss it further, I invite you to message me on Facebook, X, or email me at timetestedmastery@gmail.com. If you already know what it is you need to do, put that activity squarely in quadrant 2 in your schedule. Make sure you spend a lot of time doing it and doing it well. And make sure you do it before noon when you're most energetic, fresh, and productive. In a previous podcast, we discussed focus and its importance on success and productivity. We won't repeat that here. But you need to remember, distractions will always be there. The question is, are your goals big enough, and is their pull strong enough to help you choose your priorities over all the noise? Now, let's put all of this together with a powerful action step. I want you to design a weekly schedule that aligns with your top priorities. Start by identifying your most important tasks for the week. These are your quadrant 2 tasks, which should include your one thing. Block out specific times for these priorities on your calendar. Remember to schedule them during your peak energy hours, such as the morning. Next, don't overcommit yourself. Emergencies will occur from time to time, no matter how diligent and focused we are in quadrant 2. Quadrant 3 tasks can be done in the afternoon or delegated to others. And remember another tip, to group similar activities together to save you time and help maintain focus. For example, do all of your out-of-the-office things together, maybe in the afternoon. Map out all of your stops to be efficient on the journey. I need to say it again. Leave room for flexibility. Unexpected things will come up, and that's okay. The key is to make sure the critical tasks always have a place in your schedule. Be rigid with doing the most important thing you can do at any given time. Be faithful to the highest priority. And finally, review your plan at the end of each day and at the end of each week and adjust as needed. Your plan and your schedule will need to change as you grow. This weekly schedule will act as your roadmap, ensuring you stay aligned with your goals while staying productive and focused. Now, mastering your time isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right things. So take action today, design your perfect morning, prioritize using the framework we discussed, identify your core competence, and protect time to invest in your one thing. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who could use these tools as well. If you have questions, please share them in the comments, and together we can all master our time and achieve our goals. Thank you for joining me on Time Tested Mastery Life Lesson Self. I'll see you next time, where we'll continue our journey toward personal and professional mastery.